An Arkansas State's head football coach talked to the Jonesboro Kiwanis Club yesterday about the upcoming football season. One of the main subjects that were discussed was who would be the next quarterback at Arkansas State. Coach Brian Harsin.
We've got plenty of guys and candidates to play that position. We just got to pick the right one. And what I feel like with Adam Kennedy's presence now on campus, Cameron Burst, the freshman that we signed, that just makes that group better. Phillip Butterfield's a better quarterback because those guys showed up. Stephen Hogan's a better quarterback. Chandler Rogers is a better quarterback. Freddie Knighton's a better quarterback. All those guys, you know, to see them and be around them, they've all improved, and now because there's competition at that position. And so we've got the right guy on campus. I know that. We just have to allow those guys the opportunity in camp to go compete for it. Now, the difference in spring, you don't have to have a starter. You don't have to come out of spring with a starter. You do in fall camp. You got a deadline. You got a game coming up. And so those guys understand those first 5 days of practice are very important to who's going to end up being our guy, most likely. They got to be successful. And so, you know, I'm excited about that. I'm really anxious to see how those guys come out and compete when we get a chance to work with them. And I think we'll have the right guy when it's all said and done.
Coach Harsin tells when he should make a decision on the next quarterback for Arkansas State.
Probably 10 days before, and this is kind of what I've done in these situations, and I'm not going to say this is in concrete, but probably about 10 days before we actually play is really the as long as I can let it go. Because you got to have time. Your game plan, you're about 10 days out, you're really into game plan mode for that first game. You might dabble with the second and third game and introduce some things, but you're really in the game plan mode, and you got to get that guy reps and all the guys around him. So it won't be up to the minute. Now, we might not say that, okay, just so you guys know. We may not say that, but we have got somebody picked.
Right.
And we will have an idea, and that particular player is going to be getting the majority of the reps. We may have not said it publicly or anything like that, but it'll be done. Most likely amongst the team, and then whenever we decide with the media and letting it all out, you know, that's how that works. And we can't let it go too long. That's why the first 5 days, those guys know, really in 3 days, we need to have seen something from you. In 5 days, we're probably already starting to, you know, move 2-3 guys into position, and then we have a scrimmage, the eighth practice, and after that, you know, you really know what's going on with your team.
Summer camps start on August 1st, and Coach Harsin tells what will be addressed during those summer camps.
Well, the first thing we'll address is we'll address the summer, you know, and the type of work that these guys have put in. You know, that's the commitment part of it. You know, that's what nobody sees, and that's something, you know, for our team, nobody sees that. Nobody sees the work and the behind-the-scenes stuff. You see the product on the field on Saturday, but I want to address the hard work that they've put in and then the fact that, you know, what we had talked about in spring, some of our goals and accomplishments that we came out of spring with, that those have already been achieved, and that can't be the same goals and accomplishments we have coming out of fall camp. It's completely different. And we'll talk about part of our vision. We'll talk about our plan. And we've got some things that we talk about in football terms, but really our life developing habits that we hit throughout camp that apply to, if we can do these things and act this way, then we're going to be a better football team overall. And we'll touch on that. But our goal is simple. It's to win a Sun Belt Conference Championship in a bowl game, do it with class, integrity, and academic excellence. And that board is up, and those guys know that goal, and that's what our mission is, and that's what we're trying to accomplish. So everything that we do, if it doesn't have to do with that goal of doing things with class, integrity, or academic excellence, or winning our conference, or winning a bowl game, it doesn't matter.
And he says work on all aspects of the ball is needed, especially on special teams. Coach Harsin says he knows the football teams in the Sun Belt Conference will be ready to play his team, who are back-to-back champions in the conference. And he says the Sun Belt Conference is very strong this year with strong coaches. He says he's looking forward to practice starting August 1st. It gets Arkansas State closer to that first football game.
Our guys have been working this summer. All summer they've been going to class. They've been working out, preparing themselves, practicing on their own, and getting themselves ready for August 1st when we report. And, you know, our goal coming out of spring was to be better coming into fall camp than we were in spring. And spring was good. You know, as a coach, you would always want to have more practices. The NCAA is very smart about limiting coaches to how much they can practice, 15 times. Otherwise, you keep going forever and wear these guys out. But We really got a lot accomplished, and that was a credit to our coaching staff. That's a credit to our players. You know, just having the right mindset to go in there and get work done and to get on the same page in a hurry. It was probably practice 8 or 9 where I really felt like we had that industrious vibe we're looking for in practice, where we're just working and everything's just clicking and everybody knows where to go and everybody's moving in the right direction. Guys running from drill to drill, coaches. And, you know, I was really excited at that point in spring going, okay, we've got something here. These players know how to win, and we've replaced some very important players, but they've got that little taste of success, and they want to continue that. I don't think there's a lot of guys in there that feel like they've arrived by any means. And so that needed to carry into summer, and it has.
Arkansas State opens its football season as it hosts the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff's Golden Lions on Saturday, August 31st.